A man's guide to sweaters. So a quality sweater that fits properly is one of the most flattering garments a man can wear. It adds weight to a skinny physique and streamlines a large figure. Functionally, it keeps you warm, while style-wise, it can break up a monotonous wearing of dress shirts and slacks to the office. Yet most men know little about sweaters, and even fewer take full advantage of all the styles and patterns available. This article will give you a strong understanding of sweater fabrics, fit, and style. The goal being to not to change you exactly, but really to expose you to the options out there so that hopefully you can incorporate some of this into your wardrobe. Part 1. Sweater fabrics. So sweater fabrics come in a wide range, and let's talk quickly about cashmere. And this is the gold standard of sweaters. A pure cashmere sweater can cost hundreds of dollars due to the scarcity of the long downy cashmere goat hair from which it draws its name. Warm and light as a feather, a cashmere sweater is a substantial investment for any man. My advice when purchasing a cashmere sweater is to ensure 1. It fits properly, 2. You have the occasion to wear it at least 4 times a year, and 3. It's of a simple, timeless, dark color, and 4. Buy it from a reputable merchant so that you know it actually is cashmere. And there are counterfeits out there, and there's even loopholes in import and export law that allow something not even to be 100% cashmere, and they can mark it as 100% cashmere. There's certain amounts of percentage they can be off, believe it or not. Now, really quick, there's nothing wrong with blends, especially if it's a wool cashmere blend. You're going to save some on price. It's not necessarily going to have this, it's going to maybe be a little bit heavier, but I think that is a great combination of mixing a soft feel with a luxury fiber that isn't as much of a luxury as cashmere. Wool sweaters. So wool is the oldest and most common quality sweater fabric out there, and it is a great one. Wool is the traditional favorite when it comes to look and function, simply because it has been used so much throughout human history and has such great qualities. Now, wool is still a luxury fabric, and you can expect to pay a premium price for it. You also need to be very careful how you take care of it, but when it comes down to it, it does a great job retaining heat. It can absorb up to 30% of its weight in moisture and still feel dry. And overall, it's going to be a great fabric. Now, there are different levels and quality of wool, and you may find on lower quality wool fabrics, they're going to be a bit itchy. They're not necessarily going to, they may start to fuzz up a bit. But overall, wool is a great fabric to lean to when you're looking at a sweater that's going to be functional and both look sharp. Cotton sweaters. Sweaters made from cotton are going to be cooler than either their wool or cashmere brethren, all other things being, you know, equal. It isn't a bad thing because cotton sweaters are great for summer or for other times in which you're looking for something that's also a lot less expensive and is very easy to take care of. So I own a number of cotton sweaters. They're awesome because I can throw them into my laundry basket and I don't have to worry about how they're going to be washed or so much how they're going to be treated. And because of the cost of them wasn't that bad, all of a sudden I'm not as worried about them as I am my wool when it comes to taking care and treating them. Now, the downside of cotton sweaters is that they aren't going to keep you as warm. And so you can have a pretty thick cotton sweater and it's only going to do a marginal job of actually retaining heat. Synthetic fabric sweaters. In line with cotton, the big advantage of synthetic fabrics is that they have driven down the cost. So depending on the type of fabric being used, a synthetic fabric sweater can mimic the properties of wool or cotton, but oftentimes without the problems of having to take special care of the garment. So that's another big advantage, is that you can wash synthetic fabric sweaters much more casually, and you don't have to worry about so much of the damage, and the price was great. But the problem with these is they often just don't have the same feel and the luxury look of the higher-end sweaters. Now, let's get into blended fabric sweaters. Very rarely are you going to find something that is 100% cotton or 100% wool. They're often going to bring in a blend. And this isn't always a bad thing. It is, though, whenever a manufacturer does it just to save money. But oftentimes they'll do it to increase performance. And the reason being is, if you think about it, when you bring in a synthetic fabric such as spandex or something, what you're going to get is something that does a great job retaining elastic properties. Although if you're using wool or 100% cotton, you can oftentimes get the properties you're after there. But don't be surprised in higher end performance sweaters when you see them mixing in these other types of yarns that are made from synthetic fabrics. Don't be surprised, or synthetic fibers. Don't be surprised that it's not necessarily always a bad thing. Pay attention to what they were probably trying to do, and maybe look at the bottom of the sweater, see how elastic it is. Look at the cuffs on the end of the sleeves, and if that's what their goal was with it, then it's not necessarily a bad thing. Sweater color. Sweater color affects the situations in which a sweater can be worn. Darker colors are typically seen in more formal and conservative sweaters, and they're incredibly easy to match. Lighter colored sweaters are very acceptable, although all of a sudden it brings down the formality, but they look great in spring and even in the summer. Brighter colors, due to the fact they draw attention to the wearer, are always going to be less formal and more for casual wear. Now let's jump right into sweater pattern. Simple solids are the most formal, with patterns, whether they're woven in or stitched, are going to make the garment more casual. Argyle is one of the more popular sweater patterns we see out there, and it looks great. It's classic. It's been around a while. It has a strong heritage with the Northern Europeans, and what we find is that this is very much accepted, especially in casual or somewhat, you know, it comes from an athletic background, but if you're going to be on the golf course or if you're going to be out with the guys, and it's a casual environment, Argyle, you know, allows you to maintain a professional look, but also one in which you're showing that, hey, you know, it's a bit more laid back as well. Sweater weave. Sweater weave affects the heat retaining properties, fit, and level of formality of a sweater, in addition to how heavy, in a sense, it's going to look on the body. So typically, heavy ribbed patterns will make a sweater thicker, and it's going to increase the ability not only to keep you warm, but enable a firmer fit, because it's going to have some stretch, and therefore it gives the people or the company that manufactured it or the person that sewed it the ability that it can stretch and fit onto the body. Plain woven sweaters are going to be less elastic, slightly cooler, but they're going to have a more delicate look, and these are going to fit better underneath a sports jacket or a suit. All right, let's jump into sweater fit. So a $500 cashmere sweater will look comical if it's too small. If it's too big, it's going to look like a hand-me-down from your big brother. You want to get the fit right. So every clothing brand uses different models, and that's how usually they build their clothing. They look at their target audience and they say, okay, we're going to build for these type of gentleman. So you want to find the brand which makes clothing for your body type. So if you're a larger man, you want to look for who makes sweaters for larger men. If you're small and petite, you want to look at sweaters that are made for your type of body. Custom sweaters, they're an option for those willing to pay a bit more, but it's much harder to find, although not impossible. In fact, look to some of the middle-sized, smaller manufacturers. I know a lot of companies that make Aran sweaters. They will actually make a custom sweater built to your measurements if you send them the information for actually not too much of a premium, if you don't consider, you know, spending $300 on a sweater already a premium. Altering sweaters is a mixed bag, because the less expensive sweaters, they're often sewn by machines, and they're harder to be altered because they leave less area where there's going to be a seam. Now, if something is hand-stitched, you may be able to find other places. It really, again, depends sweater to sweater. Take it to a seamstress or a knitting expert. They'll take a look at it. But at the end of the day, there are going to be certain proportion issues. So if a sweater is too big, unfortunately, there's not much you can do about that. All right, let's talk about sweater styles. First, let's talk about the men's turtleneck. A dark, well-fitted, quality turtleneck sweater should be a staple in every man's wardrobe. I truly believe this. They're a little bit harder to find nowadays, but they just look great. They look masculine, pay attention to that turtleneck. I don't go for something that's, I've got a double fold over. It works pretty well, but I wish it wasn't going as high up on the neck. At the end of the day, though, if it fits you right, and if you've got a pretty good build, just look at Steve McQueen in Bullet. I mean, it's a great look. It's something that can be worn with a wide variety of clothing. You can wear it with a sports jacket. You can wear it without a sports jacket. You can throw a gun holster on the thing. But, I mean, it is really an awesome look. And it doesn't matter if you're on a submarine or the streets of San Francisco, you'll be able to pull it off. Men's V-neck sweaters. So as the sweater's name indicates, it's distinguished by the low-cut V-neckline. And it's a perfect companion for a button-down collared dress shirt. Or if you want to keep it a little bit more casual, just throw on a t-shirt underneath and it's still going to have a great look. Now, the cool thing about the V-neck is it gives a little bit more leaner. It's a small little optical illusion, but it can make a man who isn't so lean look leaner. Now, I'm not talking if you're big, it's not going to make you look lean, but it does give that look of the V. It's kind of like on a suit, how a two button that opens up and creates that deeper V can also give this illusion as well. And it looks great actually underneath a suit because it's mimicking that V that we already see. Men's crew neck sweaters. So the crew neck sweater is one of the most dominant ones we're going to see out there. And I'm talking about the simple crew neck in which it's, you know, comes in both ribbed and regular weave. It's a great sweater to have. It's a fall to sweater and something in which whenever you're just looking for, say, it can be worn with a dress shirt on underneath or without the dress shirt, depending on really the height and the fit of the neck area. But start off again with very simple, solid colors. Be careful of the holiday sweaters. Let's talk about polo sweaters. So it's a casual sweater, and it eliminates the need to wear a dress shirt underneath because it comes with its own collar. Although you could double up the collar, and that's kind of about layering, and we can get into that at a later point. But good fit is very important with the polo sweater because you're not going to have something necessarily underneath it in terms of a dress shirt. So you're going to need it to fit a little bit better or a little bit closer to the body. The cardigan. And it comes in a variety. There's the button down, there's the zipped. At the end of the day, the cardigan sweater, it's an incredibly versatile and underused sweater. I think it's got this stigma of being an old man sweater, and it's not true. Just make sure it fits you well and layer underneath it. Wear a dress shirt. You can bring in a really colorful dress shirt underneath it, going with a solid, dark, classic cardigan, and it's going to look great. And you don't want to wear this. You can wear it with a sports jacket, but in a sense, it's its own jacket itself. And you wear this with gray flannel trousers, with a pair of chinos, or nice dress slacks. It's going to look great. Aran sweaters. So this is an Irish original. There's a lot of stories as to where it comes from. Supposedly, you know, some people will disagree here, but supposedly the fishermen would wear these and they had all their family crests and everything stitched into this. And if you've got knocked overboard, they could identify you when they found you in the ocean, I guess a few days later. But really it was, they're made to be durable, warm, it should be made out of wool. That's traditional fabric. And the whole idea being you can get them wet and they're still going to retain heat. They're great to wear, especially with a dark colored denim. You're going to see a heavy contrast. So if you've got lighter hair, lighter colored skin, consider wearing them with a pair of light colored dress slacks. Finally, the sweater vest. Fear the vest. For you Ohio State fans, I'm sorry, guys. But in any case, the men's sweater vest is one of those things out there that it looks great under. I love wearing a sweater vest under a sports jacket. Again, it's underused. It's very nice, a very inexpensive way, actually. Instead of a man ordering a vest and getting a three-piece suit, I often think this is a great opportunity for a man just to bring in sweater vests. And they'll look great under with gray flannel trousers and a sports jacket, or even go with a very simple V-neck and wear it underneath a suit. Go for a solid, light, medium-colored gray, or even a navy, and it's going to look fine underneath the suit. All right, that summarizes this section on men's sweaters.